Confirmation. The sacrament of confirmation. We're in the season of the sacrament of confirmation. The bishop is going around to a number of parishes this spring and summer, confirming hundreds and hundreds of people, young and old. However, something seems to be missing, especially when so many disappear from the church after receiving the sacrament. Something's wrong. And what appears to be missing is the experience and the miracles of the Holy Spirit working within them, working within us. The Holy Spirit really does work within us, doing wonderful, fabulous things. We can't see the Holy Spirit with the eyes of the world, but we can see the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And only with the eyes of faith can we see the Holy Spirit at work, connecting the dots, seeing the fruit, seeing the work and the miracles of the Holy Spirit. But you know something? That can't happen until those who receive the sacrament actively, consciously, deliberately invite the Spirit to come within them. It must be a conscious invitation. It must be a frequent invitation. It must be sincere and honest. When we say with truth and sincerity, "Come, Holy Spirit, come into my heart." Too often, it happens that confirmation is something that people see as if the bishop does to us. He slings a little oil, he makes the sign of the cross on us, he prays for us as if he were somehow doing something to us, like casting a spell over us. And then afterwards we become disillusioned because we didn't see anything, we didn't feel anything, we didn't sense anything. God doesn't love us by sending his Holy Spirit to invade our souls. God doesn't work that way. God gave each one of you and me free will, the complete freedom to either choose to love him or not. It's up to us. Even the Virgin Mary, at the Annunciation, if you recall what happened, she invited the Holy Spirit. There was an annunciation of what God came to talk to her about. Mary wasn't raped. Mary wasn't violated. Mary took in the information. She even asked a question. How can this happen? Hadn't happened yet. But then Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." That's an invitation. And we should be like Mary. When we open the door to our heart, that's when we can live in the Spirit. And miracles can happen. Come, Holy Spirit. Come in my heart. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One God. Three persons, We experience God in three persons. We experience God, our Father and Creator, because He made us. And we can conceive of that. He made all of creation, and we experience or perceive eternity through God. Eternity is attributed to the Father. The Father was the one who existed before anything and created everything. When we can only live eternally with God, because only God is eternal. There isn't anything else that's eternal. So if we're going to live eternally and have eternal life, it's going to be with God, not separated from Him. Pretty important concept. We experience God the Son in the Word of God. Whenever we read or listen to sacred scripture, St. John tells us in the beginning of his gospel that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, born of a woman, taking his human flesh from his mother Mary. The prophets foretold Jesus as Emmanuel, or God with us. Jesus is the image of the Father. You can't see the Father. He's invisible. Jesus is His image, His Word. The Father and the Holy Spirit are not visible to our worldly eyes, but Jesus is. At the Last Supper, Philip said to Jesus, "Master, show us the Father, and that'll be enough for us." And Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." He's the image of God. He said to Philip, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing His works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me." We experience the Son, Jesus Christ, in the Holy Eucharist. Jesus told us, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." And every time we come to this altar, we experience Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. We experience God in the Holy Spirit when we say deeply and honestly and fervently, openly, hopefully, "Come, Holy Spirit, come into my heart." And we love, and our love is fed by the Holy Spirit. We experience faith and hope, and these come to us through the Holy Spirit. These are fruits of the Holy Spirit. And we ask God to help us with patience and perseverance and humility, and these come to us through the Holy Spirit. We experience the Holy Spirit in these gifts. We experience the Holy Spirit in whatever is beautiful, truly beautiful, comes to us in the Holy Spirit. We're enlightened through the Holy Spirit to see beauty. We experience forgiveness in the Holy Spirit. When you go in the confessional, maybe you've had this experience, something's been weighing on you. And you go to the confessional and you make a good confession, and the priests absolve you of your sins, and you walk out and it's like you're 6 feet off the ground. That sense of relief that happens doesn't happen every single time, but probably most of you have experienced it at one time or another. That's the Holy Spirit you've experienced. Because we're told that forgiveness comes through the Holy Spirit. But we have to ask for it. If you haven't asked for the Holy Spirit recently, then don't be surprised if you're not experiencing anything. You have to ask. God will not rape you, invade you, violate you, capture you, conquer you. That doesn't happen. That's not our God. The complete Trinity dwells within us when we invite God, when we worship the Trinity, and we realize the full truth of ourselves. We know who we are through the Holy Trinity. Sons of God, living in the Spirit, the hope of eternal life with the Father. When we were baptized, our parents were following Jesus' commandment that we heard in today's gospel. Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations. We just don't throw water on people. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus knew what he was talking about. Baptize them into the Holy Trinity, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded them, all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. He will be with us, his promise. But only if we say, like Mary said, come, Holy Spirit, come into my heart.